Hi, this is Debbie. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast, Deb's Memorable Moments, where you'll hear original short stories that each tell a memory of mine to the best of my recollection. I wrote them all, I read them all, I live them all. Let's get started. My new boyfriend is very evenly tempered, and his calm demeanor is starting to rub off on me. This story's memorable because it's the first time I'm able to keep it together when I would normally lose it. I call the story, Don't Yell Over Spilled Milk. Here we go. Don't Yell Over Spilled Milk. It's the spring of 1996. The previous owner of my townhouse has been my boyfriend for about 2 months now, and I am the happiest I have ever been. We see each other several times a week and talk every night on the phone. He's meeting my friends, I'm meeting his, but most importantly, he and the kids are very comfortable with one another and are getting along great. So my new boyfriend, in addition to being attentive and punctual, is also very evenly tempered. Nothing seems to bother him, and he has more patience than anyone I know. He's a good role model for me in this area. I've decided that I want to be more like him and not yell so much when I feel frustrated with my children, so I'm following his lead. Today, the boys and I are going to the grocery store. Both played baseball earlier, and I tell them that we need to make a quick stop before we go home. I usually like to go when they're at school, but we ran out of milk and peanut butter, both staples in our house, and we really need to get both today. The three of us walk into the store together. We end up buying more than I originally planned, so we split the groceries into three bags, and we each take one. My younger son is carrying the gallon of milk. It's in its own plastic bag, and he's swinging it around. I calmly ask him to stop doing this and explain that if the milk falls, it will break. But he is six, so he assures me that won't happen and continues to swing it. And then, just as we get to the car, he drops it, and the milk is all over the parking lot. He looks up at me with those adorable blue eyes, waiting for my explosion. But to my surprise, I actually keep it together. I take a deep breath and calmly say, "We're going to put these other groceries in the car, and then we're going back to the store to buy another gallon of milk. I will give it to you to carry again. And if you drop that one, the next milk is coming out of your allowance." The three of us walk back to the store and buy another gallon of milk. I give it to my son to carry, and he hugs this gallon of milk all the way back to the car. I open the front door and let him place the milk on the floor. When I thank him for carrying the milk for me, he looks up and smiles. And then he gives me a really big hug. I give my husband full credit for my calm demeanor. And I'm forever grateful to him for this because both my boys tell me that they have no memory of my ever yelling at them. I hope you liked my story. If so, please share with family and friends. Give me a good rating or review and subscribe. New stories are coming out each week on Fridays. Next week's story is called The Rafting Trip. It's 1974, and I talk my dad into taking me on a rafting trip with my new friend and her father. Support my podcast and help spread the word by using a mug, a keychain, or another item with my logo on it. They're available at my website, debsmm61.com. The link is in the general podcast description. And follow me on Instagram at debsmm61. My husband drew all the pictures. Each and every story has its own picture, and that link's in the general podcast description too. Before I go, I want to thank my entire family and all my friends for being so supportive during this project. Specifically, though, my husband for drawing all the pictures for my podcast, my children and daughter-in-law for encouraging me to continue writing, even though I'd never done it before, and my younger son for taking the time to teach me how to turn my stories into audio and inspiring me to find the creativity I never knew I had. Story music for Don't Yell Over Spilled Milk is called Naughty Kitty. I found it at purpleplanet.com. It's superficially edited. The link is in the podcast description. Intro-outro music is by Michael Puri Jr. His contact info is at my Instagram account, DebsMM61. His link is at my website, DebsMM61.com. Deb's Memorable Moments is a production of Creative Debbie, LLC.